Oh, yeah. Peace, family. Welcome, y'all. Welcome to Collective Conversations. And this is where community meets right conversation. And we do this thing called life together. I'm your host, Coach Chris Christopher Henson. And we here, man, we back in the building. You know what I mean, man? I'm super excited about this project. Yeah. Super excited about this project, because I really do feel like, you know, we can have healing through conversations. You know, we can really bring change through conversation. And this space, man, I wanted to create something that amplified voices, that really push positivity, that push healing, conversations that push clarity, you know, conversations that push right information, man, love, these types of things, man, the necessities of life. And when you look across the landscape, you see so much negativity, you see so much arguments, you see so much, you know, people battling back and forth, man, and so much misinformation. It's like, yo, we tired of these things, man. And so, you know, I'm grateful and thankful for this space, Collective Conversations. And the name, again, you know, it stands out because you're not just going to hear just one person's voice, man. It's going to be, you know, multiple people coming in. Again, voices that amplify what our community really is about. And so I'm excited about this, man. I can't wait to see, you know, just the impact behind it all, man. So I don't even want to call this episode one. This is more so like a pilot run. You know, I'm just testing out music, intros, gadgets and gadgets and stuff like that. And I want to get you guys feedback. I know right now I kind of got like a little, you know, quiet storm type of thing going on with the music. But, you know, it's a whole vibe over here right now, man. So, man, I hope everybody's feeling good out there, feeling all right. You know, it is April. And listen, I don't know about y'all, you know, wherever y'all located at, man. Whatever region you in, I'm in the Northeast. And so we battling back and forth between winter and spring. And I'm going to need for spring to put up a good fight, man, because I'm tired of the cold, for real, man. Winter, you done had your moment, you done had your season. And I'm gonna need for you to step to the side and let spring do what it do, man. And I need some warmth and I need some fresh air, man. It's for real. And so, yeah, man. So we are here. Again, you know, this is a pilot run. And I'm like, yo, what can I even talk about doing a pilot run? You know, I definitely wanted to, you know, inform you guys on what's happening with this. You know, give a little brief, slight intro as far as like myself and, you know, what this platform is all about. And so with your boy, you know, those that don't know me, man, I'm a life coach. I'm a thought leader. I'm a person who just loves his community, man, and really wants to see the best. I want to see people reach their best version, man. I just want to see the best in my community. I want to see the best in my family, my friends, all of that good stuff, man. And so, you know, with that love, I wanted to pour it into, you know, something like this. You know, linking up with like-minded individuals that are push love and positivity out here in the world. So here we are, man. And so this platform is going to be good. It's going to be great. And so, listen, man, there are a few things that are on my heart, you know, heavy on my heart this morning. But the one thing that, you know, just pretty much, you know, stood out, and, you know, I'm so glad so many people are talking about it and talking about it in the right way. Again, you know, it's April 2026. What is this? We're like, what, 4 months in into the new year, into this year of 2026, man. And listen, don't get me wrong. One life being lost is too many, is one too many. But, man, we've had so many multiple black women that have been murdered by husbands and partners and strangers, and being attacked at a very high alarming rate, man. And yes, while we know there are good men out here, man, the numbers don't lie. And again, one is too many. And even if it was just one, we need to be making some serious noise about that. And so something that was heavy on my heart, and there's been a lot going on with domestic violence and, you know, just random horrible attacks on women, man, black women. But one that just really stood out to me, man, it was a 14-year-old boy and he body slammed a 15-year-old girl on the concrete and stomped on her head out in Manhattan. And pretty much the story behind all of this is because she rejected him. Like, she didn't want his phone number. He stepped to her, you know what I mean? He stepped to her like, hey, baby, can I get your phone number, you know, or whatever. You know, trying to hit her with a little line. And she wasn't interested. You know, she wasn't having it. She was, you know, cool. She was going on about her day. And my mans took offense to that. And his offense to that is, you know, his reaction after that was, you know, he's about to harm her. And sadly, you know, it was not sadly to that degree. But, you know, unfortunately, it's sad that people, you know, pull out their phones and record and stuff like that. But in this case, you know, it worked out because, you know, the young man did get, you know, he did get captured or whatever, you know, because his friend, and this is the sad part, his friend pulls out the phone and he records the incident, and he's laughing and mocking while his homeboy is doing what he's doing to this girl, man. 15 years old, the girl, and 14-year-old, the young man. And so, man, I read this, man, and my heart breaks. You know, my heart aches for moments like this, because it's like, what are we doing? You know what I mean? Like, this is a 14-year-old boy, and he's picked up these traits and these thoughts and these habits from somewhere, whether it's social media, his environment, his household, whatever. You know, so somewhere along the line, he think that this is right. And the thing that comes to mind is like, man, unregulated. His emotions aren't regulated. Like, he doesn't know how to, like, process. You know what I mean? When someone says no, it just means no. It's not the end of the world, man. And I he's not the only one. And again, this is a 14-year-old boy. I've seen 35-year-olds, 40-year-olds, 50-year-old men react the exact same way. Throw a fit because the lady doesn't want your phone number, or, you know, she rejected you. She says no, even in a polite way, man. And shout out to my sisters for what y'all do. You know, I know some of y'all don't even have to let dudes down easy, but y'all do it anyways. And for men, this is, bro, my unks, man, the old heads from back in the day, man, they would tell us, like, yo, the worst thing a person can tell you, when you step to a woman, the worst thing she could tell you is no. It's more fish in the sea. Go on about your business. Somewhere along the line, like, yo, we forgot these types of things, man. And I don't know what's going on, whether it's like, you know, it's not a lot of father figures around, mentors or whatever, like men to, like, school these young men, because emotions is flying and they all over the place, man. So prayers up to this young lady. She was rushed to the hospital. And from the update that I have gotten, you know, she is doing well. And again, the 14-year-old boy, he has, you know, he's, you know, arrested, charged and all of that good stuff, man. But my heart aches, you know, because these are two young individuals that, one, the 15-year-old girl, she didn't deserve that, not one bit. But the 14-year-old boy is like, bro, like, this is just one incident. Like, you still got your whole life ahead of you. And if you don't get your emotions regulated, if you don't know how to, like, stay in control of you, man, you about to live a life of destruction and havoc. And pretty much, man, it's just going to be lost at the end of the day. And so fast forward to now, man. The former lieutenant governor of Virginia, Justin Fairfax, man, this is the one. This is another one that really caught me off guard and really, I don't know, man, just kind of like sent chills up my spine, to be honest with you. Because, you know, we see these people, man, we look at them, we're like, yo, man, you know, they look successful, they look happy on the outside, but you really don't know what be going on behind these people's doors, man, but behind these four walls of their homes, man. And it's super unfortunate. And so I want to play a clip for you guys real quick, man. Let me pull it up. I want to play this clip. Hold on real quick.
I March 30th, a Fairfax County judge ordered Justin Fairfax to move out of the home he shared with his wife and their two teenage children by April 30th.
Certainly a traumatic event for those children to live through.
Exactly 2 weeks before that date, police say Fairfax murdered his wife and then killed himself inside that home in Northern Virginia. Inside this custody order written by Judge Timothy McEvoy, extensive details about the state of the couple's marriage, the former Virginia Lieutenant Governor's mental state, and his relationship with his children leading up to the murder-suicide. According to court records, the judge wrote it was difficult to imagine the degree to which Fairfax's world must have been damaged by sexual assault allegations made by two women who he knew when he was a much younger man. He described Fairfax as an ascendant political figure on the cusp of making a credible run for governor of Virginia, and these allegations appear to have put an end to those plans. He said it was clear the trauma experienced by Fairfax related to those allegations had not been fully processed, and the isolation, drinking, and lack of participation in family life were manifestations of what seems to be a sense of fatalism and hopelessness. Records show that since leaving the lieutenant governor's office in 2022, Fairfax cloistered himself inside of his home office, used alcohol heavily, and withdrew from his family. The court found Fairfax's wife, Dr. Serena Fairfax, had been the primary caregiver for both children for almost their entire lives and in all respects. She was the planner, scheduler, the caretaker, the cook, the disciplinarian, the primary nurturer. She performed all those roles while also working part-time as a dentist in her own dental practice, and it appeared she was the primary earner at the time. Judge McEvoy credited the children's resilience and early successes in life to their mother's grit. The custody order also states evidence showed that in 2022, Fairfax purchased a handgun with money intended for his children's horseback riding lessons, and at some point left the home with the gun and some clothes in a suitcase. When frantic family members ultimately tracked him down at a park near their home, they were unable to calm him down for several hours, and ultimately a mental health professional had to be called. The judge said there was no evidence Fairfax was seeking professional help, and he had little confidence he could accurately assess himself. He ended by saying that he thought that Justin Fairfax had it within him to be a great dad, but he first must want to be one before granting Dr. Serena Fairfax primary custody.
So the thing, man, listen, that hits right there, man. And so one of the things that stood out to me, a lot stood out, but one of the things that stood out to me was that he must first want to, you feel me? You must first want to be a good man, a good person, a good human being. You must first want to operate in a great headspace, have right emotions and regulated thoughts, and you know, you must want peace, you know what I mean? You must want goodness. And one of the things that pisses me off about all of this is that people are coming out, mainly men, some of my brothers are coming out talking about, oh, you know, it's mental health. Man, it's not mental illness. Because there's been plenty of people that have been dealing with mental illness and they haven't like reacted in these forms of violence. They're not taking up guns and like, you know, letting loose on their wives and their girlfriends and just random black women. They're not doing these types of things. This isn't mental illness, man. These individuals are waking up day after day after day after day, knowing there's something wrong with them. Like, they're not regulating their emotions, and they're choosing to operate in pure chaos and evil and bitterness and jealousy. That's not mental illness, fam. You're choosing to participate in these types of mindsets and these types of thoughts and these acts. And so my thing right here is like, when it comes to my brothers, yo, we gotta do better as individuals. We really do. And whatever that looks like, man, whether it's, you know, holding your homeboy accountable, you know, holding yourself accountable, you know, you better than anybody else, man. You know yourself, so you know when you battling depression. Even if you can't put a label on it, bro, you know something wrong with you. And if you choosing not to go get help, fam, you are a problem. So we got to do better. We got to do better with holding each other accountable. We got to do better with regulating our emotions. We got to do better with seeking healing. We got to do better with seeking out spaces that can like aid and help us. We got to do better, whatever it is, man. If you're not making enough money and you know that's leading to depression, fam, we got to get you linked up with a financial advisor and get you set. If you know you being triggered in life is linked to you not making enough money, or you not, you know, functioning at a high capacity of leadership or whatever it is, man, we got to get you right. But you got to take the first step. I'm sick and tired of, you know, oh man, black men, we ain't got no organization. We ain't got nobody to listen to us. We ain't got nobody there. Bro, stop. It's 2026. That excuse is old. Like, man, we got plenty of spaces out here that are willing to help us. And some are free. Some are free. The thing is that some of us don't take the opportunity, man. So listening to you know, this whole thing about Justin Fairfax, man, this man, it was a lot going on, but he chose, you know, to continue to participate in things that would bring him harm. And eventually it ended up bringing his family harm. Unfortunately, man. Definitely rest in peace, rest in power to all the individuals, the ladies, the women that have lost their lives. I heard something not too long ago, man. If we continue to create a culture, an environment where we are big enough men, you know, to be leaders, but not teaching men how to regulate our emotions, we're just going to continue to create a society of havoc and chaos. And I have to agree with that. We got this. Even to this day in 2026, we have leadership and dictatorship mixed up. A lot of men are operating in dictatorship. A lot of men are craving dictatorship. They say they want leadership. They say they are a leader, but they're actually dictators. Dictators abuse people. Dictators don't listen. Dictators don't regulate their emotions. Dictators don't seek healing. Dictators aren't grounded. Dictators are emotional. You know, let me say this, because we all have emotions and we all are emotional. Dictators are ran by their emotions. A true leader knows how to regulate their emotions. They know how to go seek help when they need it, because they want the best for themselves, and they know a better them makes for a better family and a better community. A true leader, man, operates in love. A true leader puts others before them. So, man, listen, man, my call to action for my brothers, even if it ain't even you, man, and trust, don't get me wrong, man, I know it's a lot of phenomenal brothers out here, and y'all, bro, I go to bat for my fellas, man, because I'm one of y'all, but at the exact same time, man, numbers don't lie. And this is when we step up as men. It's like, okay, this is our community, this is our society, this is our family. These are our mothers and grandmothers and sisters and nieces and aunties and stuff like that, cousins, friends, so on and so on. Bruh, it's our responsibility. I don't care what society, I don't care what social media be saying. It's our responsibility to take care of our tribe and our community, man. That rests on our shoulders, man. We're supposed to take that burden on and handle it very well. So, man, my call to action to my brothers, man, listen. If you see something, step in and do something. Like, seriously, man. You see your boy wilding out. Man, pull him to the side. Show him some love, but keep him accountable for his actions. Keep yourself accountable. Get with a group of men. Get with a group of people. Get with a therapist or whatever, man, and get grounded. And you got it in you. You feel me? But, again, man, April 2026, my heart hurts. You know, it aches because, you know, it's too much going on out here, man. And I love my community. And I don't want to say, again, man, I got a mom, I got a sister, I got aunties, I got nieces and all of that. I got cousins, man. I got friends who are women. And I'm like, yo, listen, I don't want to see none of them hurt. And the way men are operating out here with unregulated emotions, we're causing too much damage out here, man. So, again, y'all, you know, I'm out here, you know, just moving and grooving and shaking, man. But again, man, this is Collective Conversations, and this space is all about amplifying voices that push positivity, healing, clarity, and all the good things we need in life, man. You feel me? You know, just, you know, how we take our vitamins, you know, zinc and magnesium and vitamin D and all of those good things like that, man. Think of this like the, think of this as the, like the spiritual side. You feel me? Like, you know, you're going to get a good dose of, you know, the stuff that your spirit, man, needs to keep you going and you know, just get you up like the Energizing Bunny, man. So, again, this is just a little pilot run. You feel me? Just testing out the voice, just testing out, you know, the sounds and all of that good stuff, man, the music, the background, all of that good jazz, and see if this thing actually hits and pop. You feel me? So, you know, we're going to see what's up, man. I'm going to air this out. And, you know, definitely, man, if you love me, feel free to connect with your boy and let me know what you think about it. You know, if anything needs to be done better, if anything needs to, you know, be amplified or whatever, man, let me know, man. Definitely shoot a brother a email over at, give me just a sec, man. Hit me up over at henson.collectivellc@gmail.com. That's henson with a period, collectivellc@gmail.com. And you know, just let your boy know, you know, how y'all feeling about it, man. Yeah, let me know what's good for real. You know, if you were looking to connect, you know, definitely, you know, I'm looking for you know, people to come through and, you know, co-host this thing with me or be a guest or whatever, man. We can make some things move and shake in our community. So if you got a heart for people, you got a heart for a community, you got a heart to you know, just you know, just want to see things better in society, man, definitely link up with me, man, and we can make something happen. But again, Collective Conversations, you know, I hope you guys enjoyed this pilot run. And yeah, man, if ain't nobody told you, you keep doing what you do because you do it well. And this is Coach Chris. I love y'all. Have a good one. Peace.